Imagine if your internet service provider, Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, imagine if they had the power to determine what content you can see online or how quickly it loads on your phone, computer, whatever device you use. Kind of like paying more to drive in the fast lane on the highway. Net neutrality rules have, for the most part, meant that ISPs have provided equal access to the virtual highway. Those rules were passed under the Obama administration, but Trump's Federal Communications Commission is now moving to dismantle them, and the FCC is set to vote on the proposed rules later this month. As the U.S. seems to be moving away from net neutrality, India is heading in the opposite direction. It took its first big step last year when it banned a service proposed by Facebook called Free Basics. It's a cell phone app that would have given users in India free access to a selection of websites handpicked by Facebook.
Essentially, what would have happened was that Facebook would have become the entity that becomes a gatekeeper and chooses which sites are free and which sites are not.
That's Nikhil Pahwa. He's a digital rights activist who's been a leader in India's fight for net neutrality.
So our opposition essentially was that if they have to give something free, give the whole internet for free, because the internet is not a selection of sites that Facebook picks.
Pahwa strongly opposed that idea and was a key player last year in getting India to stop differential pricing for data services.
And what's happened since is that data prices have gone down, data speeds have gone up, and consumers are now actually consuming almost 3 to 4 times of what they used to consume a year ago. That's what happens when you bring in more competition and more players into the market.
And just last week, India's telecommunications regulator published a new set of recommendations aimed at strengthening net neutrality. Pahwa told us about that from a street in New Delhi.
Now, the debate that's taking place that this ruling was about was essentially the same one that's taking place in the U.S. about whether certain sites should be available at a faster speed versus others. And the Indian regulators essentially ruled that there needs to be non-discriminatory practices by ISPs where they don't give preferential speeds to one site or the other. And I think that's what the U.S. needs to do.
Many communications companies, though, they already have established different rates for different data speeds for like smartphone plans. I recently had the option of upgrading to a faster speed for my phone plan or staying at the current speed. I didn't need more speed, but I'm kind of glad I had the option. And some people do need more speed. From your point of view, what is wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with having a gradation in terms of what kind of speeds you're offering. But what's important is that with the speed that you've chosen, you're able to access whatever you want to access, instead of giving preferential treatment to one site or the other. So think about it this way. If I'm getting a particular speed, I should be free to access either Amazon Prime Video or Netflix. But if you're going to benefit Netflix versus Amazon Prime Video, then there's a problem because you're effectively trying to manipulate user choice. And that's where the problem lies with net neutrality, that net neutrality ensures that ISPs aren't able to manipulate user choice.
So what you're saying is that for AT&T to offer access to, say, direct TV video streaming for free and not counting against your data plan, that's already kind of setting things off balance.
It is. And that's why India has been at the forefront of this battle, because we already have regulations which ban this and essentially disallow any kind of manipulation, because a regulator in India has built these rulings on certain principles of neutrality and not on a case-by-case basis and not on a means of looking at one type of data versus the other from that perspective.
What would the end of net neutrality here mean for internet users?
So I think what it means for internet users is that competition isn't going to be able to come in and build more value proposition for users. So for example, if MySpace had continued under a regime where a Comcast favored them or a AT&T favored them, Facebook would not have been able to become as big as it is today. And so net neutrality ensures that there's free and fair competition on the internet instead of the situation without net neutrality where the ISPs pick winners.
Nikhil Pahwa, digital rights activist and founder of the Internet Freedom Foundation in Delhi. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco. Cheers.